Dyer's Daily.
Hello there. And, well, what have I been thinking about recently? Well, thanks to Black Friday, I recently got a subscription to BritBox for 3 months. It's like $2.99 a month. It was 50% off the usual price. Now, I was a subscriber to BritBox when they started. I did the month's trial. I wasn't really that impressed with it, if I'm honest. But 12 months on, I feel like although it hasn't quite reached where it needs to be, it's a bit closer to that target. Last year, it was very much, you know, Doctor Who is on there. Wow, that's the thing to go for. That's the reason to subscribe. Now I feel like maybe there's a couple of extra reasons, but maybe not too many. For me, some of the series that I would watch if I didn't already own on DVD would be things like The Tomorrow People, which is on there. Although I do feel like the way that they've labelled it is perhaps, it's not right, is it? I mean, come on, how would you like it if the Doctor Who serials didn't have the names on them? They just were called Episode 1, Episode 2, Series 1, Series 2, Episode 5. You know, that would be confusing, really. And the Tomorrow People, in my opinion, should have been treated in the same way that Doctor Who was, because it was seen as a contender back in the 1970s. But it's not just an old kid serial that I'm interested in on BritBox now. I mean, they have upped the amount of content that I think British viewers would be interested in. Vintage soaps, for example. There are so many episodes, of Coronation Street because of their 60th anniversary coming up. They're claiming nearly 100 over episodes of Corrie from the last 60 years or so. I mean, that's impressive when you think about it, and an opportunity for British viewers to rediscover or maybe even discover an old character. Of course, we've got the new series of Spitting Image on there, which I'm very interested to see more of after its recent airing on ITV. And we've also got classic Spitting Image as well. There's like six series on there, which I'm very much looking forward to diving into. I've already watched a couple of episodes so far of, what, series three, I think. I was like, I'm going to dive in a little bit further into the catalogue, as it were, to when it was fully established. I might go back to the earlier episodes, who knows. There's quite a nice selection of films on BritBox as well, some classics and some modern day film four type things on there as well. So really, a year has been wonderful to it, really. It's been a great time to come back to it. My only gripe at this stage, my only massive gripe, is that their classic kids television, one, there isn't enough of it, and two, there isn't enough of it, right? One is in the amount of series that are on there needs to be more, and two, the amount of episodes, we need more than just one episode of each series. Come on, give us more episodes of these things. Don't give us a taster, give us the whole thing, because that's the beauty of streaming. How are we supposed to binge these things if we can't get hold of the whole thing? Excellent. Yeah. So what are you watching on BritBox if you are indeed a subscriber? Do let me know, because I'd be very interested in finding out what I should watch next.
Dyer's Daily.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Dyer's Daily with me, Jamie Dyer. Please remember to rate, comment, and subscribe on your favourite podcast provider. Also, check out me on social media. You can tweet at JamieDyer89 on Twitter or facebook.com/JamieDyer89 and like my page on there. Also, check me out on YouTube. Just type in Dyer's Daily and you'll find me. Bye-bye for now.